Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Poor Richards Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Association for Diplomatic Studies and Training, ADST. For more, check out our website at ADST.org. ADST, American diplomacy, warts and all. You know, listeners, many stars are infamous for the list of must-have items that are to be stocked backstage or in their hotel rooms. During one tour in London, Barbara Streisand demanded rose petals in the toilet and 120 peach-colored towels. Mariah Carey wants gold faucets and new toilet seats installed in her room before she checks in. Let's not even go into Van Halen's reputed liquor requirements. But such demands aren't limited to those in the entertainment business. Many foreign service officers have had to endure visits by high-level officials who have a seemingly endless list of incredible requests. Well, today we'll be listening to an anecdote about a presidential visit recounted by Tom Stern. Tom Stern served as administrative counselor in Bonn in the mid-1960s and had to deal with one of the political rock stars of the era, President Lyndon B. Johnson.
The first visit was President Johnson, who came for Adenauer's funeral. We had just had Eudora Humphrey, who was then the vice president, and he left, and 2 days later, Johnson arrived. I thought this was going to be an impossible task, but the fact of the matter is that I've discovered that it's much easier to have a president drop in on you unexpectedly than one when you've been planned on for weeks and weeks and weeks. As I said, Humphrey came and left. Johnson arrived without a schedule. He had nothing to do except go to the funeral. And he brought with him Mr. Meany, who was then the president of the CIOAFL. He brought with him his own steward, his own secretary, and an entourage, as usual. But because it was such a surprise visit, it was really a fairly modest entourage. We didn't have all the trappings that usually go with presidential visits. We had an advance team, and they decided that Johnson had to stay in the DCM's house. So overnight, we moved the DCM out, moved his valuables out, put him in a hotel. Stored his valuables and put them in a hotel, and made room at the DCM's residence for Johnson and his secretary. The advance team told us two things. One, that the room in which he slept had to be completely dark when he drew the blinds. There couldn't be a ray of light coming in anywhere. And secondly, that the shower head had to be 11 feet 2 inches tall.
Oh, God.
The shower we had was only 9 feet, nine and a half feet tall. So first of all, we blackened the room, new shades. I think we had to do some extra special things, painting the windows, I think darken the windows. And then came the problem of the shower. This is an old house. This goes back, as I said, by this time it was over 25 years old, and the pipes were beginning to show wear and tear. And we said, look, if we raise the shower head, it's going to call for more pressure from the pipes than they can stand. And we're afraid that if you raise the shower head, requiring more pressure, the whole thing is going to burst, and we're going to have a major leak in the president's bathroom. No way. You will raise the shower head to 11 feet 2 inches. And we did. 2 hours after he left, sure enough, the pipes broke and the place was swamped. But we managed to last out the 3 days without any difficulties. But it was 3 days the likes of which I will never forget. Because he had nothing to do, and this is anathema to Johnson, people had to think of things, and he himself thought of things. We had a control room, and one evening, I don't know, 11 o'clock, I guess, a call comes from one of Johnson's staff members saying, the president wants to hold a birthday party for his pilot. And we said, okay, when's it to be? Right now. And the president wants a cake. Right now. Excuse me, it is now 11 o'clock in Bonn. This town closes at 8. There's nothing. The voice at the other end said, I don't think you heard me. President Johnson wants to have a birthday cake. And he wants it now. And can I expect it? So we said, yes, sir. And we called the chef from our club and said, come on in here, and you have 15 minutes to put a cake together. He said, how am I going to put a cake together in 15 minutes? And then he came up with a brilliant idea, make it an ice cream cake. And sure enough, there was enough ice cream in the freezer, so he put an ice cream cake together, and we delivered it by midnight. The other episode, which I'll never forget, is when Johnson decided one morning that he wanted to take some German art back to his friends in Texas. So USIA went out and scoured the town and brought back some reasonably decent art. And Johnson looked at that, oh, no. I want real German art. And he was referring to these paintings of old farmers with pipes in their mouths.
Stags in the forest and things like that.
Stags in the forest and farmers' wives standing next to a bale of hay.
Ruined castles,
things of this kind. I mean, real junk. And we said, no problem. And went down to the Cologne Bazaar and cleaned that out. Brought back 50 or 60 pictures, and the president said, just what I wanted. This is exactly the German art I want. Now, I want to know who these artists are. I'm sure they're famous. And I want to have a history on the back of each one of them of who they are and how they were trained and so on. Now, you know this stuff is piled up a dozen in an hour, and there's no way of knowing who paints the junk. So McGee's special assistant, a guy named Fred Fisher, and I stayed up all night. And on the back, we wrote out autobiographies of the painters. And I'm sure somewhere in Texas you will now find a number of paintings of the Stern School done by Otto Schmidt or whoever it might be. We just made up 50 fictitious biographies and delivered them, and Johnson took them home happy as a lark. Mm-hmm. Never paid a dime, of course. Yeah. All of that came out of State Department confidential funds. But he was something else.
That was Tom Stern recounting his experience as administrative counselor for a presidential visit from President Lyndon B. Johnson. Thank you for listening. ADST is an independent nonprofit organization located in Arlington, Virginia. ADST's oral history collection, begun in 1986, contains over 2,500 oral histories, unveiling the horrifying, thought-provoking, and the absurd events that have helped shape foreign policy. If you have enjoyed listening to this podcast, please make a tax-deductible donation to allow ADST to continue its work at www.adst.org.